Radio MD News. I'm Jim Miller. Well, more than 12% of kids in the U.S. experience beatings, neglect, or sexual or emotional abuse. 1 in 8 American children at some point between birth and their 18th birthday maltreated. More girls mistreated than boys, and certain minority groups more prone to abuse than others. More than 20% of black children are mistreated. For Hispanic children, the percentage about 13%, and for whites, close to 11%. This is Radio MD News. Breast cancer patients with small size HER2-positive tumors have a low risk of cancer recurrence. HER2-positive breast cancer, which accounts for 15% to 20% of all breast cancer in the U.S., has been shown to respond well to new antibodies. Distant recurrence, cancer that spreads outside the breast to other organs, is considered to be more life-threatening than cancer that recurs in the breast. Women who survive a heart attack before age 55 tend to face more complications over the coming months than men do. 1 year after their heart attack, women had worse physical functioning, poorer mental functioning, and a lower quality of life than men who survive their heart attack. The researchers can only speculate on the reasons for these results. Researchers look to see how roughly 3,500 American and Spanish adults, 55 and younger, fared a year after suffering an initial heart attack between 2008 and 2012. Overall, the vast majority of the study participants were white, and more than two-thirds were women. Hispanics become much more likely to take their heart medicines after Medicare's prescription drug benefit plan was launched in 2006, but there was only a small increase seen among blacks. Researchers analyzed U.S. government data to identify trends in the 4 years after the drug plan, formerly called Medicare Part D, was introduced. Patients in all racial groups were more likely to take their prescribed heart medicines, and increases of 60% among Hispanics, 47% among whites, and 9% among blacks. This resulted in a more than 15% decrease in the heart drug adherence gap between Hispanics and whites. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.